Blue Fib from 6 till 10 on weekdays.
Yay!
You're on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Awake in Auckland with Grace and Big. We are getting you up this morning.
Mm-hmm. Coming up in a bit, we have got our brothers Johnson and Alicia Cara.
Love her.
Not to mention that in less than 10 minutes,
we have the daily quiz.
And I'm going to take the title once again.
I actually really look forward to doing the daily quiz. Yeah, like, I was thinking about it last night. I was like, yes. Tomorrow. I can't wait.
I'm not, it might tell a little tell you, but yeah, me too.
Yeah, so and then when it comes, I'm like, I suck at this. Like, why?
There's like huge build up to it.
Yeah.
And then you get like 3 out of 10. I mean, just pulling, you know.
Results from yesterday. Okay, I got 3 out of 10. I mean, you can't rave about it. You got 4. So you got 1 better than me.
Better than 3, though. I'm just
going to
say.
Yes, that's true. I think that we should. From now on, if whoever the loser is, you, it's going to be you, there should be some sort of consequence for someone losing.
Definitely.
Yeah. But what?
I don't know.
I'm
not sure.
Yeah.
To like run down the street yelling something. Or
oh my goodness. Something. Please don't make me do that.
Or maybe there's no set.
Yeah, like we can just make...
We can just have a bucket
of
all these horrible things to do.
Oh, let's work on that.
And then we just, yeah.
Yeah, and then we have to... Oh, my goodness.
I like it.
I feel like now I'm dreading it.
And it'll just push us even more to win.
Yeah.
So if you guys have any ideas, though, go to our Facebook page, Awake in Auckland, Grace and Beck.
Yep.
And pop up any ideas you think we should do.
Be nice.
For the loser.
Because I feel like I'm going to lose quite a bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It'll probably be me doing most of it. Yeah, head on over to our Facebook page and give us some suggestions. Right now, this is Runaway by Janet Jackson. You with Grace and Beck.
Who will take the title of champion? Grace or Becca?
I do love
it's
that
time
intro.
Time for the daily quiz.
Oh, it's good.
It's pretty intense.
It's pretty good. Okay, it's time for the daily quiz. First up, we have Rebecca, who is going to be doing the stuff.
Got
quite NZ morning quiz for the day. So let's kick things off. Singer Katy Perry has recently announced she is launching a brand of shoes, women's wear, children's wear, or perfume.
Oh. Well, she's already got some perfume released, hasn't she?
I mean, no.
I think I would think about shoes or women's wear. I'm going to go shoes, though.
Shoes? Lock it in.
Yeah.
Correct. Oh, off to a good start. What is the capital of Syria?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Okay, now excuse my pronunciation of all of these. Tripoli? Tripoli? Aleppo? Beirut? Or Damascus?
Damascus?
Damascus.
I only know that from the Bible.
Oh, good job.
It's in the Bible. Damascus is the only one I know, I think.
Okay, pop it in.
It doesn't sound quite right, though. Syria, Damascus. Oh, maybe. I'm going to go Aleppo.
Aleppo?
Yeah.
That's what I would have gone to.
Oh,
go with your gut.
Jeez.
Oh, bummer.
You had it, Rebecca.
Which Adele song begins, "If you're not the one for me"? Someone Like You, Water Under the Bridge, Set Fire to the Rain, or When We Were Young?
If you're not the one for me. Oh, I can't even think.
I can.
I only know the choruses to her songs. if you're not the one for me. I'm gonna go Water Under the Bridge.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh.
You were correct.
Phew.
Which news organization's trademark slogan is fair and balanced? Is it Breitbart News, CNN, BBC, or Fox News?
Oh. Oh. No clue. Fair and balanced. CNN, fair and balanced. Nope.
I've never heard of the Breebart.
Neither.
So I'm going to go that.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Fox News.
Well, I think that's wrong.
To whom is this quote normally attributed? I always wanted to be somebody, but now I realise I should have been more specific. Is it Dorothy Parker, Heidi Lamar, Chris Rock, or Lily Tomlin?
Gee, I always wanted to be somebody, but now, I realise I should have been more specific. Oh, I have no idea. I'm going to go Heidi Lamar.
Okay. Oh, Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin. Darn you.
What will be the date of the general election in New Zealand this year? September the 9th, September the 16th, September the 23rd, or September the 30th? I heard this yesterday on the news.
I think I heard it, but I wasn't really listening. September 16th is my birthday.
Should we go with that?
No, I can't share the same day as the election.
Clearly not.
No.
That's definitely what they base it around.
Yeah, totally. I'm going to go September 9th.
September 9th?
Yeah.
The moon Titan orbits which planet? Saturn, Mars, Venus, or Uranus?
Titan. I want to say Mars.
Mars? Lock in? Or Saturn?
This is not going well.
What is the name of the character played by Nicole Kidman in the film Lion?
Sue.
Oh!
I watched that last night, actually.
Did you?
It was really good.
Oh, is that? Okay,
I really
cool.
enjoyed it.
Good job. It was Sue. What kind of juice is used in a Bellini cocktail? Orange, grapefruit, peach, or apple?
Bellini cocktail. Oh, I cannot think of what flavour that would be. Bellini. I'm thinking I'm gonna go peach.
Peach?
Yeah, I don't think it is, but peach.
Correct.
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
Where is Lake Baikal? The lake with the greatest volume of any on Earth. Mongolia, Russia, Czech Republic, or Poland?
What is it? Baikal?
Baikal. Lake Baikal.
Baikal. Ooh. Ooh.
Wait. Ooh.
Feel it coming. I'm gonna say... I can't decide between Russia or Czech Republic.
Okay.
But then Mongolia is sort of at the back of my mind too.
Chuck Poland in there and you've got all four.
Oh my gosh. I've never been the best decision maker. Okay, I'm going to go with Czech Republic. Russia. Rekha.
Okay, so that is 4 out of 10 for you today.
4 out of 10. Same as yesterday.
That's not bad. Same as yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
So I've got to beat 4 out of 10 in my quiz, which is coming up next after Strawberry Letter 23 by Brothers Johnson. You're with Grace and Becca on Soul FM.
Awake and welcome.
Let's get it on.
Who will take the title of champion? Grace or Becca? It's time for the daily quiz.
I know who's going to take title of champion. I can already answer that for you now.
Likely to be you. I don't see today. I don't have my confidence.
No, I'm joking. Okay.
It's really taken a hit after yesterday's loss.
Then again, I always find when you've gone first... It's sort of difficult, more difficult when you go first, I reckon. Okay. So, like, yesterday, like, it probably would have been difficult.
Oh, that's right.
Whereas, like, yeah. I don't know. Going second is sort of like you know what you need to be.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's true.
Almost.
All right, okay.
I don't know if that
hit me with
sense,
it. I'm ready for it.
All right, so the Herald's daily quiz for Grace today. Okie dokie. Question number one.
On this day in 1939, Wellington's nearly completed social security offices were destroyed by fire. Work immediately started on a replacement, which was finished in what? 7 days, 7 weeks, or 7 months?
Oh, come on. 1939, was I around then? I'm going to go 7 weeks.
7 weeks.
Oh,
darn you.
Nailing it. Because I'm like, who's finishing a nearly destroyed building in 7 days?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Jeez, Harold. Thanks. Okay, question number two. Where was Queen Victoria's funeral on this day in 1901? Isle of Wight, London, Windsor. It's funny, they've got it like typed up as Winds or... two separate words.
Winds or...
or.
I don't know.
This is a tough one.
Yeah. I'm going to lock in Windsor.
Oh! I would have gone for that one too. Okay, question number three. Bad weather has hit Kiwi company Comvita, which produces what? Cream, honey, or strawberries?
I want to say honey only because I know someone who works for a honey company and there's meant to be a shortage or something. Oh, look at honey. Go.
Oh my goodness,
three. Come on.
So she only has to get one more to be tie with me. This is... adding. Okay, question number four. Unsinkable is a memoir by whom? Leslie Caron, Jane Powell, Debbie Reynolds.
Unsinkable. I don't know. Debbie Reynolds just sticks out for me. Lock in that.
Carrie Fisher's mum, isn't it? She just passed away. Is that the same Debbie Reynolds?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm on four. Four out of four, guys. Four out of four.
Okay, question number five. Which national MP used to front a kids' TV show? Jackie Dean, Melissa Lee, Hekia Parata. Hekia Parata?
Parata,
yeah.
Did she?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay, we'll go Hekia.
Hekia.
Oh!
Ha! It was Jackie Dean.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I should have. I'm sorry.
I really want to win this.
Sour of me. Question number six. Monday's Super Bowl is which number? 49, 50, 51?
I want to say 49.
49.
Oh,
51. 51.
Okay.
Crostini are what? Starters, mains, or desserts?
Crostini. Starters, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Yes! I've actually won already. I'm so excited.
Yeah. All right, question number eight. Don't know much about history is the opening line to which Sam Cooke song hit? A Change Is Gonna Come, Cupid, or Wonderful Time? Or Wonderful World?
I don't know much about history.
I don't know. You can sort of just sail through these now. You don't really have to worry.
I've got no real pressure. So what was the change is gonna come?
A Change Is Gonna Come, Cupid, or Wonderful World?
A Change Is Gonna Come.
Change Is Gonna Come.
Oh.
No, Wonderful World. All right. Question number nine. Which leader in his first State of the Nation address said, "We are in danger of becoming a senile nation"? François Hollande? Barack Obama, Vladimir Putin.
I'm going to go with Vladimir. Who knows?
It's such a cool name. Vladimir.
Vladimir. Yeah, it really is. Like,
oh, it was right too.
Yes.
Vladimir. Okay, Hawera is north of Opunaki.
Okay, I don't know either of those places. So I am going to say true.
True.
Oh, it's false.
It's false. Okay.
Okay, so what was my score, Ruby? Just let the nation know. What was my score again?
I can only see four ticks up here.
Oh, no, I don't think you can. Scroll down a little. Scroll down a smidge. Oh, look at that.
Two right there. So six. A total of 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
Well
and what
done,
did you get again?
Grace.
I can't actually remember. What was your score again? What was it?
Four.
Four. Oh, okay, yep. So I got two more than you. I won. No biggie.
No, it isn't really a biggie, eh?
So now you guys are going to have to help me think of some way we can punish Rebecca for losing.
No, that starts tomorrow. That starts tomorrow.
<That's
a ball. laughs> Okay, but no, if you guys do have any ideas, though, on what the person who doesn't win the person who doesn't win
loser.
The quiz.
Yeah.
If you have any ideas of what they should do when they don't win, just go to our Facebook page, Awaken Auckland, Grace and Beck.
And let us know.
Yeah. Be keen to hear your thoughts.
Can't wait. Awaken Auckland on Soul FM.